are now listening to the Legends Lingo Podcast, presented by CouchGuysSports.com. Here are your hosts, Al.
You didn't ask him about that long?
I was chatting there, Beetle.
What the fuck kind of host are you? I mean, you're
Beetle,
burying the lead.
Shit, dude. Someone Chris is... Chip, please.
Powder.
Yes, sir.
And Maddie D.
And on top of that, now you have a triple effect. You have the Niners looking for a long-term answer with Jimmy G in-house. Maybe they don't want to spend the money on Jimmy G. Maybe he gets freed up because they go after a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, who now theoretically could be freed up. So there's a lot of dominoes to fall.
Enjoy the show.
All right, Legends Lingo Podcast back at it again. Episode 173 is always presented by CouchGuysSports.com. Make sure to check out everything on CouchGuysSports.com. From the daily blogs to the podcast to the YouTube channel, the Twitch channel, everything else in between. Alan Hegan here. No Powder tonight. Needed a night off with the lady. Totally understandable. He's been working hard lately. Little bit further back with the recording this week. Usually we record on Tuesday nights. This is being recorded on Thursday, May 26th. So I had to bring on a couple old, do I call them friends? Yeah, I guess I have to call them friends. I think that's very, very fair. From Couch Guy Sports, you may recognize him from the Bernie and Chris podcast, as well as a bunch of other things that are going on in Couch Guy. It is Matt Burnett. It is Maddie underscore Jordan or whatever his Twitter is. What's up, Maddie?
You almost got it. It's all right.
I was close.
You'll learn it eventually, just like how the Bills will eventually learn how to win a Super Bowl.
Now, see, you didn't need to do that. And obviously that gives away our other guest, former Couch Guy Sports writer and now writer for Fansided, Buffalo Sabres, Saber Noise, and social media coordinator. I actually saw that. So that's really good. Zach Jezziero back with us. Zach, pleasure.
Well, you know, it was nice until this bum right here ruined my thunder over here. So yeah, I'm happy to see you, Al. Is this other one not so sure about that?
Zach, you literally were just saying how happy you were to see me before we started recording.
No. Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't even lie.
Listen here, Patriots jersey boy. No.
Okay, Zach, I'm going to stop you right there because you just sounded like one of my students, like with a comeback. Oh, stop it, you shirt-wearing jerk bozo.
Why you sound like you're having an orgasm right now? That was nothing like I said.
Literally, kids that are young have high voices.
Okay, I did not have a high-pitched voice right there.
Oh, my gosh. You're telling me you had a baritone voice at the age of like 8 or 9? We all had...
Here, go back to your eighth graders and say that and get dramatic with them again. The story before we came on air here. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone who works with eighth graders, their voices are still squeaky as shit. Trust me.
They are. No, there are some that are still very, very squeaky. But anyways, it's been a week. Powder's been working. I had COVID this week. Finally got to me. Became a statistic. Wasn't great. But... feeling better. I didn't really even feel that bad. It was literally the cough, which I've had since the school year started. And then it was also, I was a little bit tired the first day. After that, I was fine. I could still smell, still taste. So everything's well and good on this.
All right, Al beat COVID. Round of applause. All right, Al beat COVID. All right, Zach, your turn next.
Probably.
Wow. I feel accomplished. And the reason I feel accomplished is because I actually... had some help with our friends over at Shocked Hydrate, aka known as Shocked Energy. Guys, have you ever felt unable to focus? You're tired or you're just low on energy? Both of
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm talking to Matt B.
That's a whole workout in itself. Yeah. We understand that feeling and we understand it so well that the Legends Lingo podcast is brought to you by the Couch Guy Sports Network and sponsored by our friends over at Shocked Energy or Shocked Hydrate. Shocked Energy - Hydrate is a drink made by gamers for gamers or by podcasters for podcasters. All their flavors compact with 180 milligrams of caffeine to ensure that no matter what you're doing, your focus will always be razor sharp to keep you performing at the top of your game. Their formulas are designed to specifically give you high energy boosts when you need it the most while ensuring to avoid the jitters after too much caffeine consumption. Head on over to shockedenergy.com and use the promo code CGSN. That's capital C, capital G, capital S, capital N today for 10% off your order. Check out their green apple flavor as well as their watermelon flavor. And don't worry, they ship worldwide. That's right, worldwide. Zach, give me a random country in the world.
Portugal.
Maddie?
Let's go with Albania.
Whether you're in Portugal, Albania, Sweden, or wherever you're listening to this podcast, Shocked Energy, Shocked Hydrate, ships rolled wide. Get your Shocked Energy today. Let us help you gain back your focus and energy back. CGSN, 10% off, promo code at shockedenergy.com. And I'm just going to come out and say, what are you guys laughing at?
This clown made me laugh over here again, as usual. He sent me a picture, I think they posted on Twitter, with like the option that you could like spars all over the place. So literally that annoying ass face just went all over my phone screen.
You two are worse than like my fifth.
This was your idea, by the way, to have us on.
I know. I'm starting to regret it a little
bit.
Alec Diego is here. It's be way worse.
Oh, he got asked. He got asked to come on, but he couldn't. He was DJing tonight. Shout out Diego, the DJ, one of the best DJs in the Boston area. Go check out his stuff wherever he is. At Diego underscore Galvin.
Or the DJ.
At Diego the DJ, sorry.
Oh my God.
Listen, it's the end of the day. I'm required to think from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. I'm not required to think.
So I'm required to think from 9 to 5.
There you go. The typical 9 to 5 job, or the little earlier to a little later. Anyways, we're not going to talk about our work lives. That can be a private conversation off air. We are going to talk about... Zach. We are going to talk about the Boston Celtics, because as we're recording on Thursday, May 26th, the Boston Celtics are currently up 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. They're going to play game 6. By the time this comes out, you're probably going to be pre-gaming for game 6, getting ready. Potential finals appearance on the line for the Boston Celtics.
Ooh.
So the Celtics have game 6 on Friday night in Boston. If Miami somehow wins on Friday night, the Celtics will play in Miami against the Heat on Sunday in an 8:30 p.m. start for a chance to go to the NBA Finals against probably the Golden State Warriors. Let's just call it like it is. Golden State's probably going to end up winning that series. So let's just say this.
Zachary, get off your phone.
You're sending messages.
I did it.
Distracting me.
This podcast is already off the rails. Powder.
It's him. It's his fault.
Side note, we're never having guests on from the network or formerly from the network ever again.
Anyways,
we are going to talk about the Celtics The Celtics, listen, I can put you right in the waiting room right
Please
now.
Please do. Be my guest list.
Celtics. So I'm not going to lie. There's been parts of this series where I have torn my hair out. There have been parts of this series where I've said, wow, they really have arrived and they've really succumbed to bouncing back from adversity. I mean, let's look at the series as a whole. You lose game one where you didn't have Al Horford because of COVID, and you didn't have Robert Williams.
They didn't have Smart.
Or was it Smart? Right.
One of them.
I think you were right. I think it was Rob Williams. I could be wrong. But anyways, you didn't have two guys. You lose by 11. You're like, okay, whatever. Actually, I think you're right, Maddie. Now that I think about it, I think it was Smart. I think you were right. But game two, easy win. Game three in Boston, you blew that game. You had a chance to go up 2-1 with another home game. You blow it. Game four, you refind your groove. You win by 20. Another easy win. Game five, it was UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. It was ugly. Celtics down by 5.5. Use a 22-2 run between the third and fourth quarters. Come away with a 93-80 victory on the road in Miami. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I can't believe I'm about to say this because I didn't want to admit it just because I didn't want to jinx it. But I think
it was Boston, Smart in game one, by the way.
It was Smart. Fact checker, Maddie. Good job, Maddie. This Boston Celtics team, I think they're going to the finals. It's insane.
You just said that. They're not going to win tomorrow night.
Probably. That's probably how it's going to work. But realistically, let's look at it this way. And then I do want to hear your guys' just thoughts about the series overall, any tidbits or whatever. The Celtics are at home game six. They play very, very well at home. They had a couple mishaps, like the Milwaukee game. I think it was game one, and then they had the Miami game in game three. They've had a couple slip-ups, but for the most part, they've taken care of home court. The Miami Heat have been without Tyler Harrow the past two games because of a groin injury, And you think of all the injuries that they're dealing with right now. Jimmy Butler with his knee, PJ Tucker with his knee, Kyle Lowry with his hamstring. I believe Max Strauss with his hamstring. There's a lot of injuries going on in that Miami Heat locker room. And realistically, right, Jimmy Butler had a pretty good game one, a decent game two, but games three, four, and five, he's been nowhere to be found. And then you have a guy like Bam Adebayo, had one good game in game three, but when Robert Williams is in there, can't really do much. So when you put those together and then you have other guys, Kyle Lowry had 0 points in game five. He's supposed to be an NBA championship caliber point guard. He won a ring with
Toronto. He's a fraudulent player. He is.
I'm not even kidding you. He looks like just a little taller version of Kevin Hart. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Look at him again and tell me you can't see Kevin Hart in him. I want you guys to do that while I finish up. So,
all right.
Kyle Lowry, not great. Max Strauss, not great. Duncan Robinson, who used to scare me in 2020, he doesn't scare me anymore. So Zach's confirming. Where's Miami get their scoring from? Unless Jimmy Butler's hitting mid-range jumpers or Bam has a decent game and Rob Williams isn't playing game six, where does your scoring come from if you're Miami?
Oh, I can't unsee this now that you just pointed out.
Isn't it scary to think about?
Oh, I can't unsee this.
You got to admit, that was a good pull by me. That I don't have them often, but that's a good pull.
Oh, God.
It's a good pull, but.
Self-panda back there, Fran.
But now you look at the Celtics, right? You have your two stars. You have Jason Tatum, first team all NBA, by the way. Shout out to Jason Tatum for that accolade. And Jaylen Brown, who should have been an all-star and actually got some third team all NBA votes. Pretty good. Then you have Rob Williams in the middle. You have Al Horford that's found the fountain of youth. Marcus Smart, gritty point guard, finally learning his role. The bench guys are coming to play. Grant Williams has played decently. Derek White, after becoming a father, had a great last couple games, two or three games after he became a father. Peyton Pritchard off the bench. Daniel Tice, nowhere to be found. That's okay. We're okay with that.
We're used to that.
We are used to that.
We're so used to that.
Even Aaron Naismith, who has gotten minimal time in these playoffs, when he's gotten in there, he's done some stuff on the defensive end. He's gotten a couple nice blocks defensively. Mm-hmm. So my whole point with this rant is this. The Celtics are the much better team. They are. Like, you think about it, they have so many scoring options each night in and night out. How is Miami going to stop it? You really think that Miami is going to muster up enough, just, I'm just going to say, sack, to be able to win in game six in Boston and then find a way to win game seven with all their injuries and everything? I don't see it. I'm just going to stick with my prediction. Celtics in six. Celtics are going to close it out Friday night. And then we'll be talking about a preview with the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. That's what I think is going to happen. I'm done talking. I want to hear from Maddie as the other resident Celtics fan here. And then from our non-Celtics fan, Zach Jezziero. Maddie, floor is yours.
All right. Thanks, Al. I mean, you kind of just wrapped the series perfectly. My original prediction was Celtics in seven. But I did put a little twist in there and said if they are up 3-2, heading back to Boston game six, they weren't going to lose on home court. They are the better team. It's no question here. They have shut down Miami. Yes, they're injured, but they've shut them down. And you could tell at the end of game five, Miami, they feel like they've lost the series. They feel defeated. I mean, quite literally, because they did lose game five at home, but.
Correct.
I think they even know that this is probably not it for us this year. Just because if by some miracle they do win, Miami does win tomorrow night, Jason Tatum's not going to allow a game seven loss ever again. Like you said, Tatum's, you know, first team all NBA. Jaylen Brown, I mean, yeah, a little iffy, but, you know, it's okay. Daniel Tice is more useless than a scarecrow. And everyone else really has chipped in their own way. If you had told me back in December that the Celtics were going to be one game away from the NBA Finals, I would have asked whatever drugs you were on, what they were, and I'd ask for some so I could be that delusional too. Amazing. It's amazing how they flipped the switch like this.
Absolutely. Do you remember how low they were in the standings? You know what the lowest point they were at one point?
I don't remember off the top of my head. What was it?
They were 11th in the East at one point. They were out of the play.
Yeah, I remember. You know, we would say over on Bernie and Chris, Chris and I, we would just say we're done talking about them just because they're just so bad. Like, freaking, what's Bishop Sycamore's basketball team would be better. We're better than the Celtics. I don't even know they have a basketball team, but
they do somewhere. It's just fake. It's just all fake.
Exactly. But I'm with you, Al. I know I jokingly said, oh, we're going to lose tomorrow. No, they're going to win tomorrow night.
And I will say
there's going to be a party in downtown Boston tomorrow night.
I will say this before we get let Zach at his couple of shooty hoops takes in there. Scott Foster is refereeing game 5 of the Mavericks and Warriors series.
Lord. All right. So the NBA sent in the closer for the Warriors tonight.
Maybe. Or extend the series even more. Who knows? Like, it could go either way. But the point is, if the NBA really wanted to extend the Celtics series and like find a way to do it, I truly believe they would have saved Scott Foster. Now, if they get Tony Brothers in that game, then I might be like, oh no, we're in trouble. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. All right, Maddie, any other thoughts you want to get out before we get to Zach?
I can't wait to hear what Zach has to say. That's my final thought.
All right, Mr. Shooty Hoops, go.
I mean, I'll keep this nice and short and brief because I have not paid attention to the NBA playoffs since the first round. But it's pretty impressive that the Celtics are one win away from the finals in the same matchup with the best team in the East. It's pretty impressive that they were 11th seed at one point, and now they're number 2. And like you said, one win away. But yeah, no, it's like I said, I haven't really paid attention to them because, you know, my team choked away twice. So I've been depressed from basketball ever since then. But yeah, no, it's, you know, good for you guys. It's, I'm sure it's a lot of fun knowing that you're only one away from competing in the championship. And if it's Celtics and Warriors, you know, you can bet your ass that I'm watching that matchup at some point.
So I want to ask you guys two questions and then we can kind of finish up with our Celtics talk and get to some other Boston sports and everything else. If by some chance, and I'm knocking on wood when I say this, you heard the wood being knocked on there, so everybody can hear that. Assuming if the Celtics were to blow this and they were to lose,
they very well could.
They could be, I mean, look at the Milwaukee series. Perfect example. Milwaukee was at home. They had the chance to close it out. The Celtics, I think, were still the better team and they showed it, but it's a similar situation, right? Miami wins game 6 on the road. Then they go home for game 7, close it out. Who knows?
I have a hard say for tomorrow night's game, but keep going.
I want to hear it in a second. If the Celtics blow this, is this a big missed opportunity for this core group of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart? Because, and the reason I ask this is because you think about 2018, right? When all three guys were there, they were younger. I understand that. I think Tatum was a rookie at that point. When they had the 7-game series with LeBron in the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals, they lost game 7 at home after being up 3-2. Nobody really talks about that because everyone was like, oh, it was LeBron James. He's in his prime. You know, it's a blah, blah, blah. It's a much different scenario, but I think personally, this would be a bigger swing and a miss, no pun intended with the baseball reference, but this would be a huge missed opportunity for this core group that's already been to 3 or 4 conference finals together, but have never reached the finals. And now this is their best chance to do it. So would this be a big missed opportunity and could it potentially affect next season if you're a Celtics fan? Floor's open.
I guess I will go first because I don't know a lot about it. Let me ask you this. I'm generally curious. Is this core right now in their prime or is the window closing soon?
I don't think it's closing at all. I think it's just beginning because
– okay.
And the reason why, just to answer that, Marcus Smart's only 28. Jaylen Brown's 25. Jason Tatum's 24. Grant Williams is like 22. Peyton Pritchard's 22. And Rob Williams is like 24. So they're all young pieces.
Okay, so that changes my answer then. Because you still have Tatum and Brown, who are, you know, really young still. I don't know. Would you consider a loss to the Heat as being a swing and a miss? Because they are a good team. I'm not saying Boston's obviously a good team too, and I think the future is really bright down there. But I don't, it's hard, you know what I'm trying to say here, because I feel like you guys are going to be here multiple times. You know, this is just the beginning for you guys. So I don't know. Don't get me wrong, it sucks whenever you lose in the playoffs. But maybe because you have a chance to win it at home now, that's my only reason why I would say yes. Like, you have the series in your hands now. You know, you're only, like we said, one win away. So I would say if you blew it, yes. But like I said, you guys have a chance to win tomorrow. So it all depends. The Celtics proved that they won in Miami. So I wouldn't really worry about, you know, going back there for game seven.
Twice in Miami. They've won two games in Miami.
Shows you how much I know about the finals or the conference finals. All good. But no, to answer your question, no, because like we said, this is just the beginning. So these guys are not, you know, they're just entering their prime. So, you know what I mean? To answer your question, no, I don't think it's a swing and miss. It will be disappointing, but it's really hard to answer, because I would say mostly no, because the window's still there. But yes, because you had the series in your hand. So that's just my take on it.
Okay. Maddie?
Not gonna lie, what was your question that you asked? I completely forgot it.
This guy, he's the other resident Boston sports fan. We've been talking for literally 5 minutes about this. He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know we're talking about the Celtics, but what did you ask?
I asked if they were to lose this series, would this be a huge, like swing and a miss, essentially?
No, not at all. They're going to have so many chances for years to come. Yeah, the Eastern Conference, for now, is still loaded, but they kind of prove that they can contend with the big guys. They swept Brooklyn, who looks like Brooklyn's about to implode anyways. They knocked out the defending champs, and now they're one game away from getting revenge from 2020.
Okay, so I'm going to disagree with both you guys, and this would be a huge swing and a miss, and here's why. Number one, like you just said, Maddie, they knocked out Brooklyn in literally four. They took care of Milwaukee, the defending champions, in seven games, and were the better team for about five or six of those games. I think there was only one game where they really didn't look good, the better team. I think that was game one. You look better than the Heat in all of these games, basically, except for game one. You are the best team in the East. Now, I'm not saying you have to win the championship. You don't have to win the championship this year. If you lose to Golden State and say six, that's fine. Like, it is what it is, but I can live with that. What I can't live with is the fact that Jaylen Brown has been to, I think now, this is his fourth Eastern Conference Finals. This is Tatum's third. You had the opportunity in 2018. You didn't convert on it. Now, they were young, and I understand that. You had an opportunity against this same Heat team in 2020, who a lot of people said you might have been better than, and you lost in six. And you think about this, right? Every year since 2008, there's been something, whether it's Garnett being hurt or Perkins being hurt or Isaiah Thomas or Gordon Hayward or whoever. Yeah, there's been some injuries this year, but when they put it all together, when you have Smart, Brown, Tatum, Horford, Robert Williams on the floor, they're like 29-4. So they're proven they can be dominant. This would be a huge blow to the legacy if you were to blow this series, especially with this team, the way they're playing this year, especially defensively. I don't know if you're going to be able to repeat that every single year for the entirety of Brown's career, Tatum's career, and other guys' careers.
Let me ask you this. Did you expect them to beat Brooklyn?
I had them winning in seven against Brooklyn.
Okay. How about Milwaukee?
Same thing. I said Celtics in six. I think I said Celtics in six or Celtics in seven.
Okay. I was going to say, if you didn't expect them to win and that they lost, I would say it's not a big deal. But if you, you know, think that they're the better team, then never mind. I just wanted to ask just to see.
That's fair. No, it's fair. It's Milwaukee. And here's the reason why. Brooklyn, it felt like Brooklyn was falling apart. They didn't have Joe Harris. They didn't have, you know, they didn't have like a prime Blake Griffin. They didn't have the other pieces in place. So with that being said, right, you had Brooklyn beat Milwaukee. with Milwaukee, you had Chris Middleton out. So you should win that series, and you did. Now everybody's banged up in Miami. So now you should win. Now in the finals, I'm not going to give away my pick, but it's going to be a if they make it to the finals against Golden State, it's going to be a competitive series. Probably the most competitive. So I don't know. I just think that this group needs to find a way to start to get to the finals, because if they keep coming this close and they keep just knocking at the doorstep, but they don't knock the door down, maybe a guy like Jaylen Brown says, hey, I want out of here to try to find a way to win somewhere else. Maybe, who knows, maybe Jason Tatum, same thing. Maybe he's like, I want to try to win elsewhere. Maybe I'll go play in Washington with Bradley Beal. Who knows? So that's why you need to take advantage of this opportunity. It's a golden opportunity in front of you, and you need to capitalize on it, especially being at home in a clinching game.
So do you think this is going to be the last chance then with this core you have? Do you think they're going to be gone? Oh, okay.
No. I don't think this is the last chance, but I think right now in Brown and Tatum's career combined as Celtics, this is their best chance. Gotcha. Better than 2020, better than 2018, better than 2017 before Tatum even got to the Celtics.
That makes sense.
Okay. This is their best chance right now to get there. And I think if they don't, then it could affect the next couple of years, because they're going to say, wow, 2022, we had a chance to get to the finals and it was right there and we didn't get to it. But again, I personally think they're going to take care of business in game six, and we're going to be talking about the finals next week. That's just a gut reaction.
Regardless, you're going to talk about the finals next week, most likely.
If the Celtics aren't in it, I mean, we would talk about how they choked, but we wouldn't, I don't know, but that's just me. But anyways, final thoughts before we move on.
If Miami loses tomorrow night, they make a roster altering move in a good way.
Who are you thinking?
Beal.
You think they're going to go after Bradley Beal?
I think they go after Bradley Beal. Give Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero another piece, because Kyle Lowry ain't it.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry, that was what a move that was. So we'll see. But real quick, before we go into Red Sox, just want to give a shout out to our friends over at Exogun. 10% off with the promo code CGS10 for your massage therapy gun needs, whether you are recording a podcast, whether you are out on the trail, or whether you're just at work, or if you're just at home and you just need a good at-home massage. These are the best massage therapy guns. I own one. They're great. 10% off CGS10 at exogun.com. Go check them out. Get your massage therapy gun today. All right. Let's talk about a team all three of us actually like, the Boston Red Sox. So the Boston Red Sox seem to have turned a corner a little bit. They've won their last three series against Texas, Houston, and Seattle, including a sweep of Seattle, a very convincing sweep at that. As we're recording, they are tied with the White Sox in their series. They won the first game, lost the second game, and they are going to be having first pitch in probably about half an hour. So I will say this. There's a lot of optimism here. Trevor Story, AL Player of the Week last week, hit 400 against the Mariners, 5 home runs. He's starting to come into form. The pitching's there for the most part. I guess my question to you guys is this. We're not going to say that they're the B word. We're not going to say that they are B, A, C. We're not going to say they're back. We're not going to say that. But has this team turned a corner to where they are going to give us a competitive season and not just be a doormat? That's my question to you guys.
I think so. I think so a lot, because you look at their schedule here after Chicago. Their next two series are against Baltimore and in Cincinnati. Those are winnable games if they show up, and not the team that we saw in April. And you know what? It was only a matter of time, because we've waited. I know, we just talked about this last week, like on my YouTube channel, like, when will the Red Sox get going? Like, are they starting to find their stride? And someone who doesn't get enough, who didn't get enough credit here, Nick Pivetta. He's really found his game too. JD Martinez is one of the highest hitters in the league right now. All these guys are, I mean, obviously some guys are struggling. And you know who else is starting to turn the corner? Frankie Cordero.
Yes, he's starting to look like an actual major league caliber player.
Yeah. So if they can keep it up, you know, what before this winning streak ended, what was it, like 13-22, something like that? Was that the record before the
– Right around there. It was like
– Yeah.
Because they went on a six-game win streak. It was they were at like 14-22, right around there. Yeah.
They beat a good Houston team. They – Seattle's off to a rough start, but, you know, they're pretty solid too. I was just like last season taught us, it's a long season. You know, it's too early to judge these teams. But you know what? People are going to say that you're not a good team. You can't beat the bad teams. But the narrative would be different because they would call you a bad team as well if you lost those teams. And you have a five-game series against Baltimore. You can definitely win three or four of those games.
You should.
Yeah. Again, yeah, should. Cincinnati, you should have no problem with. Again, should, because you never know. But, you know, if they can win a series against Chicago, I'm happy with a two-game win, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, against, again, the White Sox team is at 500 right now, but I still think they're going to be a good team. So, yeah, that's my take on it. I'm excited for it, but, you know, hopefully they can take care of business tonight against Chicago, and then you can see this team getting 500 over 500 in the next week here or so. And hopefully, knock on wood, you heard that too. Yeah, Chris Sale will be back.
Would be nice.
Yeah, who knows? I'm not sure what's James Paxton's update.
I think he's late June, early July.
Okay,
at the earliest.
If you can get yourself in that position, and I feel like they should just put Garrett Whitlock back in the bullpen. I really agree.
His numbers are outstanding. I looked at a graphic on Nesson the other night. As a starter, his ERA is in the fours. His ERA as a reliever is under one. It's 0.93.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just shows how dominant he was in the bullpen coming out.
And the bullpen hasn't been that bad.
No.
Just a couple of bad performances, but that's really about it.
Which every bullpen's going to have. But for the most part, yes, they've been really good. John Schreiber is a guy that I had no idea before this year, and he's pitching clutch situations. Corey put Matt Barnes in a situation where he was saving a game against Seattle. He got it done. That's a confidence boost.
Tyler Danish, too. No-name guy who we'd never heard of. He's doing pretty good. So, you know, hopefully he can keep it going. I would like some to add another piece or whatever. I know we're still months away from the deadline, but depending on where his team is, I would still like to see like another pitcher on this team.
All right, Maddie, what do you got?
I mean, I'm happy that they figured it out a little bit, finally. Took them a little longer than expected, but Trevor Story, obviously, he might be one of the hottest hitters in the MLB right now, if not the hottest hitter. Like you two said, Franchi Cordero actually looks like a baseball player this year, which is quite the pleasant surprise. I think once Chris Sale comes back, I think the rotation will be fine. Just a matter of when he'll be back. But, you know, I was concerned in the beginning part of the season. Obviously, they were not good. They were pretty bad. But now they're showing glimmers or some of what they were like last year, which I'm hoping – I know they dropped to the White Sox today, but I'm hoping they take the momentum that they've had and they're able to make a push. Now, as the Yankees, they do have a lead in the division right now, and they are a team that the Red Sox want to keep pace with so far to start off the season. As the Yankees, I mean, granted, they play in a Little League stadium, so, of course, every hit's a home run there for them, but they are able to score runs. Aaron Judge is having a great year for a contract year. Stanton, before he went on the IL, he was having a good year, too, to start off the year. So now I think they can officially start playing catch up and actually catch up a little bit to the Yankees. But I like what I'm starting to see from the Sox. Let's keep it rolling. They got an easy schedule coming up, and they should be able to dominate if they keep playing like this.
You want to hear what their schedule is for the next like couple of weeks?
This is pathetically easy for them.
Five-game home series against Baltimore. Two-game home series against the Cincinnati Reds, who are the worst team statistically in baseball. Three-game series at Oakland, who's probably the worst team in the American League. Then you're on the road for four against the Angels, who, I'm sorry, I know you have Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, but they're not – they always are underwhelming every single year. the Mariners, who you know you can beat. You just swept them at Fenway. And then you got another three-game series at home against the A's again. So let's see. That's 3, 6, 10, 13, 15, 20 games. Your next 20 games, you should be able to, at the worst, I'm going to say 14 and 6. At the worst, you should be able to win 14 of those 20 games. It's not even funny how bad that schedule is. Go on a little run right now. Get above 500 like we're talking about. Put yourself in a position where you're at least fighting for a wild card spot. This is the time to do it.
Get yourself in that position. Have Chris Sale and James Paxton come back. You're in good shape.
Bingo. Especially with the lineup. You know Devers is going to hit. J.D. Martinez. No one's talking about J.D. Martinez. He's one of the better hitters.
I was talking.
You did? Okay. So
yeah, just a little part.
But fans in general.
Yeah.
Fans in general don't talk about it, because they're talking about Trevor Story and the couple of weeks he's had. But when you have those three guys, Xander Bogaerts, obviously, and then if guys like Alex Verdugo can pitch in here and there, Christian Vasquez, Kike starting to finally find it in the leadoff hole. So you have these pieces in place. You just have to execute now. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm curious for Baltimore to see this Adley Rutschman kid, who's supposed to be like one of the best prospects. I think the number one prospect in baseball. So he's an exciting player, and I'm excited to see it. But otherwise, you got to take care of business. Take care of business against the White Sox tonight somehow. Win your fourth series in a row. Go into Baltimore with some confidence, and then just run train into June and for the first half of June.
I got to give some love to someone you missed out. It's not a huge contribution, but this guy has been pretty solid. Jackie Bradley Jr. He, like I said, he's not doing a lot, but, you know, he's hitting the ball. He's getting contact with it. Like, you know, it's like I said, it's not like Trevor Story, but you know, Jack will get a walk here and there. He'll get a double here and there. So I just wanted to give him some love because I feel like he should get some love there.
He figured out that he doesn't have to roll the ball over every time and hit a ground ball at second base. He learned to go the opposite way, and look what's happening. Just double after double after single after double, et cetera. He's using the whole field now. He's finally, I shouldn't say finally producing, because he has his hot stretches, but this is a stretch where he's looking good. He's using the whole field to do it. He's not just trying to pull everything.
That home run against Seattle was opposite field too.
Exactly. Hitting to the opposite field is a beautiful thing in baseball. Yep. It really is. The best hitters can do it. Trust me on that. Like, I've seen it at the high school level, at the college level, at the pro level. You can hit the opposite way, you're going to be just fine. So we're feeling good about the Red Sox right now. We're feeling like they're in a much better position.
Yes, compared to a few weeks ago. Yes, it's like I said, you just never know the MLB season. Like, look at the Braves.
It's like the Celtics. They've done a complete 180.
Literally. and the Red Sox are lucky that the Celtics are going on the run they're going on, because a lot of people would be under the microscope paying close attention to them. They have no pressure right now. Zero pressure, because they have the Celtics that's in the way. They're the mainstream sport in Boston right now. Bruins are done. Patriots are still a couple months away. So, yeah. I mean, this team is going to be fun to watch. So
I can't wait for summer.
I can't either.
I can't wait for Zach to come to Fenway and like actually.
Hey,
like,
I am asking my mom a lot when we're coming. We're playing for July. That's all I know. Perfect. Hopefully July.
Perfect.
Love it. We'll all go to a game together.
And you picked on by me. No, they would pick on me. Sorry about that.
I did not pick on you. Early. I did not pick on you once. When we were together, we did.
No, but Al, you don't understand. Zach wanted to leave early.
Okay. In my defense, they were looking terrible. Okay. That was a rough game. I'm glad they won and I'm glad we stayed, but come on. You can't blame me. It was bad. It was unbearable. Okay. My Wi-Fi is back at it again.
Yeah. Here. Beautiful Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So on that note, I think that's where we should put an end to this podcast episode. So Celtics could be finals bound.
Look Red at his Sox. Face. Look at his face right now that I'm looking at. He's like
Red Sox.
Sorry.
Red Sox.
Sorry, Wi-Fi sucks.
Get better Wi-Fi. Red Sox are looking pretty good. So things are looking up. Obviously, as time gets closer, we'll talk a little bit Patriots and NFL and everything else. But Zach, throw out your socials. Maddie, throw out your socials, and then we'll wrap up.
Maybe go on, buddy. It's your turn. I've had a first time the last two turns here, so it's your turn.
All right. You can follow me over on Twitter at Matthew with 3 T's underscore Jordan. You can go see the new profile picture I just made.
It is very hilarious.
It's beautiful.
And then you can also follow Bernie and Chris at Bernie and Chris. It's where we breaking news. We don't have intern Earl anymore, so we're looking for a new intern.
What?
We let Earl go.
Again?
Poor Earl, man.
You're gonna have to address this with Chris. Chris has had enough of Earl. We're gonna bring back an old intern most likely.
Boy.
Poor Earl, man.
We're gonna be actually active on that page again. That's where we post the episodes every week. That's where the new intern is just gonna cause all kinds of chaos, and I can't wait for it.
All right, Zach, your turn.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. It's always fun talking sports with you guys. Shut up, Kendrick Bourne. You can find me on Twitter at ZachJ13 underscore. You can check out my podcast that I do with my buddy weekly. It's a seasonal podcast. It's not like all these podcasts where it's like every week. BOX podcast, if you're a lacrosse fan. Our bands are going, me and my co-hosts' bands are going to finals, so we're excited about that. You can also check out my YouTube. That's the BOX podcast. It's pretty much available everywhere you find your podcast. Go check out my YouTube channel where I just had Al on. That was the most recent episode on Sports Talk with Zach. Talked Boston sports. It was a good time. That's really about it.
Love it. And again, as always, couchguysports.com. Just go check out everything. Batty will write blogs again someday on that blog. Zach, who knows? We could get him down the line, but we'll see.
You never know.
Make sure to check out our sponsors at Shocked Hydrate, Exogun, and shout out to our friends at A&B Kitchen and Bar. Whether you're looking for a good time, a good meal, or looking for a great atmosphere near the Boston Garden, but you don't have tickets to the game, go check out A&B Kitchen and Bar. Great meals, great drinks, just an overall fantastic atmosphere. So make sure you check that out. Tell them the Legends Boys sent you. Again, you can check out Legends Lingo on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, and everywhere else where you can download your podcasts. If nothing else, that is Zach Jezziero. That is Matty Burnett. I'm your host, Alan Nahigian. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And see you next week for episode 174. Yes, sir.